We Have Concerns is made possible entirely through donations from listeners like you. A little can go a long way. Visit patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to lend your support.
Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And we should be...
If you're in the United States.
Oh, that's true. The Canadians already celebrated it, yep. For example.
And other people don't, because they don't give a shit.
They're not thankful.
Why would they give a shit about our thankfulness?
But we're thankful, and we should take this time, as we do too rarely, I think, to thank everybody who listens,
yep.
And everybody who sponsors us on Patreon. It is making this show possible, and we are so grateful for
it. Yeah, I'm ridiculously surprised every day that we are able to do this without having to join a network or run ads or do any of the usual dumb shit jumping through hoops that I've had to do with every creative thing in my life.
Yeah, it frees up so much time to do other dumb shit that we're doing.
Yeah, I slammed my elbow in a door the other day.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't have been able to do that under corporate overwatch.
I wouldn't have been able to do it on purpose, I'll tell you that.
There you go. They would have told you to do it. But no, seriously, Thanksgiving is a time to say thanks, and we say thanks. Thank you all for listening, for telling your friends about the show, and for sponsoring us on Patreon. It means a lot.
Yeah.
So welcome to We Have Concerns. Hello, Anthony Carboni.
Hi, Jeff Cannata. Hello, concerned citizens.
We had, talking about stuff to be thankful for, we had an amazing week of people sending us stories to discuss at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. And this one was sent in by Shores Haukus, who also graciously sent a pronunciation key as to how to say his name.
Sick name. I like that.
Shores Haukus.
Are you sure? Yes. Every moment of my life since I've been born.
He pointed me to this Kickstarter that I had not seen that is fascinating to me. Evidently, this British artist, a performance artist, his name is Mark Farid. He's planning to spend 28 days, a full month, inside the Oculus Rift.
I'd spend 28 days inside the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, me too.
I'll play some Elite Dangerous, watch some Netflix.
No. He won't be gaming or watching movies. No, he will be linked to someone they're calling the Other, which is another person recording their experience 24 hours a day and beaming it over to Mark's Oculus. And he will be inside that person's experience. This is a person he has never met before, has no information about. He will do everything they do. He will only eat when they eat. He will only go to the bathroom when they go to the bathroom. He will sleep when they sleep. He stays inside this Oculus and tries to just live another person's life for 28 straight days.
He is signing up for 30 days of vomiting straight. You know that, right? You know that. He's sitting in a chair in these 3D goggles while somebody's like walking around, moving, doing their thing. He is just going to be throwing up. That guy goes on a cab ride, if that guy gets in a cab at any time during those 28 days, Mark is just going to vomit for 20 minutes straight. That's basically what this is. This is signing up for seasickness for 28 days.
We planned to be there for 28 days. We made it 13 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's lost all fluids that were once in his body. He's been dry heaving for the last 12 minutes.
Oh, it's bad.
It's real bad. I think this is cool.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I like seeing alternate uses for the Oculus. I like seeing interesting applications of virtual reality. I like seeing virtual reality being used to teach us empathy or show us somebody else's day-to-day condition.
Yeah.
You know, anything that makes us think about life a little bit differently.
Right.
I don't like doing it for 30 days straight. I think that's just kind of the dumb performance art part of it, where it's like, well, it's not performance art if I don't do it for a really uncomfortable amount of time.
I think this is an experiment. Obviously, it's art, but it's also an experiment to figure out what is your sense of self. They're trying to figure out if he comes out the other side, is he going to be changed? Is he going to feel like he lived a different life for a while? What will it do to his own sense of self?
Can I tell you that if I was the Other in this,
yeah,
I would just set up a trip to the carnival and ride all the spinny rides. I would do like a roller coaster. I would do a bunch of off-road biking and cycling. I would just do as much as I could to this guy.
Well, it says that the only thing he knows about the Other is that it is a heterosexual male who is in a relationship. But doesn't it kind of mean that for 28 days, this dude isn't going to get any? Well, like, so no masturbating, no sex with your relationship for 28 days.
Well, it depends on how open this guy who is the other is, right? Because that's...
And his relationship is.
That's the thing that I immediately thought is people change when they know they're being observed.
Right.
Immediately when they know they're being... This guy is going to change all of his behavior. Are you really getting a sense of what the other's life is, or are you getting a sense of the other living his life the way he is going to live it when he knows everyone is watching? Even though one person is the only one watching.
Right.
If I knew that somebody was watching me every minute of my life, just one person, even if that one person was sworn to secrecy,
yeah,
I would
do stuff differently.
I would probably change a lot of my life without even knowing that I was doing it.
Yeah.
Or I would go crazy because I would know that I was doing it.
Right. Well, then I think that it turns it into more of an experience of what it's like to shut off all your own senses and live through somebody else's. But I guess it's only a couple of senses that he's getting, audio and visual, right? So, but the idea of like...
He has
only...
smell interns standing by.
To release capsules
of
aroma.
Yeah. Okay. He is walking into a flower shop.
Okay, I got flowers right here.
Right. Great. Okay, now he's at the perfume counter.
Oh, yeah. I got to get these magazines. We'll just open them right up, right in front of his face.
Yep.
Boom.
Oh no. He's walked into a hospice. Oh no. Do we have a stench of death? Do we have something like that?
I can call
that?
My grandma.
Yeah.
See if she can get her, I think she can come down here.
How quick can she get over here?
I mean, not quick. I didn't anticipate. I did not anticipate this happening.
Now he's walking through a garbage dump. Okay, he's fucking with us.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's clearly fucking
with us.
This guy's
a dick. Why do we pick this guy?
I hate the other.
Oh, the stupid other.
Now he's getting on a jet ski, and he says he's going to ride it around in circles for 15 minutes. Get Mark's barf bag.
Oh, man. You know what? We can do everything we want in trying to create an aroma, but this place just smells like puke.
The other thing is, I don't know, a video feed of somebody's life sounds super boring.
28 days.
28 days of that.
Would you be able to restrict yourself to going to the bathroom, sleeping, eating on another person's schedule?
I think so. I think I would adapt to it pretty easily. I think the only thing that would keep me from adapting to it is I can't imagine I'd get hungry sitting around all day just staring at a screen.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's going to be up and walking around.
Says
and
the guy
doing
who
stuff.
Plays 8 hours of video games every day. I don't know what my life would be like if I was sedentary, just looking at a box all day.
Hang on a second. Let me
just
look
at
my iPad.
With no effect over the world. What would that be like?
Yeah, it's crazy, mysterious.
Does he have to eat the same stuff or similar stuff?
Eating the exact same foods.
That's kind of cool.
The crazy thing for me is that they're so concerned about this guy that when the other goes to sleep, they shut off the feed for an hour, and he, just through audio, communicates to a psychologist who is going to be monitoring his state of being.
He doesn't take the Oculus off.
No.
So he just communicates through audio.
Yeah.
So even at the end of the day, it's like, it's just this voice in total darkness.
Yeah.
At the
it's
end
like
of a day
Mork
where
calling
you're,
Orson. Yeah. He's fucking Mork calling Orson.
Dude, it's so horrible, though, because after a day of having no control over the events that you are part of... All you get at the end of the day is a voice asking you, hey, fucker, how'd you like not being in control of any of the stuff that you were a part of today? Yeah. Oh, do you wish you could see me? Yeah, you can't. We'll let you know when you can see something, asshole.
It's so cruel.
How do you feel right now?
Well, I just want to have somebody to talk to.
You're talking to me, and I'm the only one you're going to talk to for 28 days.
Okay. Well.
What's it like to know you got to eat what that guy eats, huh?
Well,
how's that feel?
I don't understand why he has such a love of Brussels sprouts. I mean, I enjoy some Brussels sprouts, but it's wrecking.
What's your problem with Brussels sprouts?
Well, it's wrecking my insides, and I feel gassy.
It must be so hard to be you. End of feed for the day.
Oh no! Please come back. I just want to talk. I'm not even tired.
Just kidding. I'm still there.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
but you'll never know when I leave.
But I haven't been able to express how I feel about anything, and I really think the other, you know, he's a really odd dude.
Sorry, I stepped away.
Oh, were you not listening to me?
No, I was!
Oh.
I didn't step away at all.
Listen, I've been
throwing How's up. All this feel, jerk?
It's terrible. Oh, make it stop. How long have we been going? We have to have been going like 13 days so far, right?
This is two.
Day two?
Yeah.
So how many... I have like 20.
And tomorrow, he's going to that lab where they test earthquakes.
Why would he do that? That seems so.
Just to fuck with you. So we're all here to fuck with you. It's another 26 days. Get some sleep.
Nobody knows.
Just kidding. I just made a ka-chook sound.
Oh my God. Thank
You're
God.
The worst still singer. Here. The worst singer. Ka-chook.
I wouldn't have the guts to do it. This is like a David Blaine level.
I wouldn't
punish yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, I guess that's what makes it the art part. I like how performance art always has some sort of
self-torture.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, the performance is that I hurt myself all the time.
Right.
Okay, man. I guess that's a thing. I don't know what I'm supposed to get out of you putting yourself through bullshit for 28 days.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be fascinating. They're making a documentary about it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's part of the Kickstarter. He's trying to raise a lot of money here to do this, but I would watch the documentary. That's for sure. I'd be into that.
I'd watch the documentary in an Oculus. Like if they released a 3D version of the documentary, I'd be happy to watch it in an Oculus. 2 hours in an Oculus is how I feel.
Yeah, there you go.
90 minutes to 120 minutes in an Oculus. 28 days? I don't know, man.
I love the idea of being the other's friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, Kevin, what's with all the cameras on your head? It's a lot of cameras.
No, what do you mean? I'm just normal, living normal life.
Well,
everything's cool and we don't talk about the cameras because everything's normal.
Okay, but I'm being recorded right now.
What?
Who's watching this?
What?
Are you streaming this on the internet?
No, nothing's being streamed. There's no word. Well, shut up and act normal, dude.
Well, but I want to know what the hell's going on.
Nah,
like,
man, just sign this waiver and let's just keep hanging out.
I'm not signing anything.
Just sign a waiver. How long have I known you? Sign a waiver.
Who's in there? Who's looking at me?
Nobody, dude. There's a camera. There aren't people inside a camera.
No, I know that, but who's out there watching this? This is creepy, dude. I want you to take off the camera. If you're going to come into my house, I want you to take off the camera. I think it's pretty reasonable.
Okay. I'm going to turn off the camera. Ka-chink.
Did you just make the ka-chink noise?
No, that was totally me turning off a camera. Let me double check. Ka-chink! Oh, yeah, that was a real loud one. It definitely turned off that time.
You're a real douchebag, Kevin.
Yup!
What? Why did I even agree to come to this earthquake simulation exhibit with you?
Well, because you're a fan of earth sciences, and we've been buddies for a long time, and just fucking sign the waiver. Just fucking sign the waiver.
Well, it's been a really weird week, man. We went to the earthquake thing. We rode on all those roller coasters.
Yeah.
We went on the Tilt-A-Whirl like four times.
Yeah.
It's strange. And then you just asked
four
me.
Four times. You hear that, Mark?
Wait, who are you talking to?
No, nothing. No.
I thought it was strange that you just asked me to hold your hands and just spin around in a circle for like 10 minutes solid.
That's like super friendship stuff, man. Haven't you ever seen a movie about friendship? That's like what you do.
Well,
We've never done that.
I felt like I was really close to you.
Look,
but
I have a list of friendship things that we have never done. Okay,
yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Whitewater rafting.
Oh, we should do that. That's
never
what,
done
that. Sounds
that.
Really fun.
Log flume.
Log flume? Yeah. No, I guess that's true, but it feels weird to
Bounce castle.
We're a little old for Bounce Castle, right? All these are so physical.
Just shaking each other around violently for 15 minutes.
I don't think people do that.
No, it's like buddies do it. Do you remember that episode of Friends where they do it?
No.
Have you been rewatching Friends on Netflix?
I have.
Yeah,
and
you remember
I
the one where
seen
they shake the people around? Just shake me around a little bit. Just let me in your house and sign this waiver and let's just shake me around a little bit.
I feel like
you want to be friends or what?
Yeah, I want to be friends. I just feel like I'm getting a little nauseated just, you know, doing
hey,
all
do
these.
Hey, do you have a totally dark room
mm-hmm.
where I can silently masturbate?
Yes, I do.
If I was now you're talking friendship.
That, Kevin, you know I built the masturbatorium earlier.
How long would you be able to go if you knew somebody was watching through your eyes without any sexual activity?
Not 28 days, I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that right
now. How long do you think you would last if it was just like, look, man, if you... Or how long would it take for you not to care anymore? Like, if you knew you were in for 28 days? Like, if you had signed up without thinking about it, right? Like, let's say you signed up, you didn't think about it. And you were like, shit, I'm like 6 days into this thing. I got another... How much longer can I go before I'm just willing to have sex with these cameras on my head?
Or so depressed. Or just like, you got to figure out.
Or just bored on a Tuesday around 3 p.m.
Honey, I think we can do it. And I'll just keep my head tilted to the side.
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that feels weird.
I think I can do it. I think.
That's strange to me. I don't know.
I'll get a crink in my neck, but it'll be so worth it. Please, God.
I don't know, but with you looking away like that, I don't know what's worth the cameras, or are you just detaching yourself like that?
Please. It's been so long, and I know Mark, he won't even notice. It'll be so, I'll be watching TV, and then I'll just keep my face looking at the TV, and you'll just...
Are these even cameras, or are you just trying to have sex while watching TV?
Ka-chink! It's on. It's on. It's a real camera.
You know, of course, the loophole to all of this that we haven't talked about...
Yeah?
...is the other goes to sleep.
Right.
And if there's nobody observing the other...
Mm-hmm.
The other can do whatever he wants after he says he went to sleep.
That's true.
Oh, I went to bed. It's like a kid pretending to walk away. It's like,
yeah.
Bye, Mark.
Yeah.
Going to bed.
Oh, I'm so tired. Well, I'm just going to pack it in, I guess. Oh, wow, it's been a long day. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Other, I'm still here. I'm with the psychiatrist.
We've been listening to this. Mark? Mark, are you sleeping?
Shut up, man!
Shut up, Mark! You're gonna ruin everything! I do like these social experiments with the Oculus. I think it's
the first time that technology is getting to the point where this makes any sense. Like, I could imagine this happening 10 or 15 years ago, or, you know, like when Lawnmower Man was in theaters, people tried, or the Nintendo Power Glove, you know, was like, people thought, we're ready for it. We're ready to go into the, and it would have been like experiencing someone else's life through 16 colors and blocks.
It's like the real world, only with a lot more dithering. You're going to love it. It's so dithered.
Yeah.
But no, I think now that we can run, we talked a bit before about these social experiments where people can be put into different situations, people can experience different lives, people can...
Yeah.
Doing things with the Oculus that aren't just games, I think it's fascinating. That's where my real interest in it comes in.
Well, what if this works so well that Mark is like, I don't want to come back. I like being the other. I don't want to come back. And then we realize, oh my God, the future is... being other people.
Nah, it's going to be real shitty. He's going to want out as soon as possible.
Constantly puking. Constantly throwing up.
How do you guys feel about this? Would you do this? What sort of stuff are you looking forward to in virtual reality?
I want to know, would you rather be Mark or would you rather be the other?
Oh, good question. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Thank you to Shores Hoppus for sending this in today. If you want to send in a story, it is wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com. And hey, if you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, we would really love it if you left us a rating. It super helps, especially Stitcher ratings we really need right now. They kind of bump us up. They help the show perform better. And they make us feel better as people. We have a really low self-worth.
Yes, that is not untrue.
Yeah. So please leave a review if you haven't yet, and we'll see you next time.